All right, we'll be resuming in a second. I can get some thumbs up just to make sure everybody's back, that'd be appreciated. Or any reaction, honestly. Whichever reaction fits your current mood, go for it. Right? Seems to be a few people missing, but that's fine. We can start again. Okay. With this, we'll be closing the consent item votes. I hope everybody was able to vote. If there was any problems, let me know now. All right. So I'll go through each motion and let you know if it's unanimously passed. The motion regarding the nomination to the society's board of directors has unanimously passed. And it's the only motion that unanimously passed. All the others have had some debate votes. All right. That's a good one less motion from our agenda. So with this, we'll be skipping over old business as this is the motion that was unanimously approved. And we'll be going directly to agenda point number 12A, the motion regarding SMU referral services fee referendum question. Councillor Claret, do you wish to have the floor?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to have the floor to present your motion? Go for it. You have the time.
Hi guys, so thank you for taking the time to be here with us today. So I'm going to talk about the Eating Disorder Resource and Support Center. So as mentioned before, this would be included in the full referendum coming soon. So as you may know, in the winter of 2021 referendum, the referral services fee was increased from $3.35 to $3.97. So out of those 3.97 cents, 0.9 dollars, so 90 cents, is basically going towards the eating disorder resources and support center. However, this increase, so 90 cents, was calculated on a 28 weeks work period, whereas the staff of the eating disorder resource and support center work the entire year, so 52 weeks. In addition to that, the service, they're expanding the amount of users they can serve, and also they're implementing new training branches to provide more training around eating disorders and diet culture to the rest of the medical community. I also want to mention that they do not only serve medical students, they also serve non-medical students that deal with eating disorders problems. So they're doing an amazing job and they really help the Montreal community. So this motion would see, if approved, an increase of the referral services fee from $3.97 to 4.32, so $4.37, so an increase of 40 cents. So if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll be happy to answer. And thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much. We'll now be entertaining questions about this motion. If you have a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing no questions, we'll now be entertaining. Oh, Vice President Sater, do you have a question?
Could you I guess talk a little more on what the fee increase is going to be used on?
Thank you for your question. Councillor Claret, do you wish to answer this question? You have the floor.
So thank you for the question, DP Sater. So as I mentioned, the increase in fee of 90 cents was based on a 28 weeks work period. So right now, the staff is not compensated for the entire work, but also this increase would be used towards creating new branches of training regarding eating disorders. So this would be the main two views of the increase that helps.
Thank you very much. If there are any more questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll now be entering debate period. If you wish to speak, please raise your hand now. Councillor Wong.
Thank you very much. I'd like to suggest an amendment to the motion to include a clause, be it further resolved clause, that a budget must be provided on the ballot for this fee increase.
Is this a motion to propose the amendment, or are you just shooting this as a debate?
I am proposing this as an amendment.
Perfect. We'll write that down. You want this on the... One second. All right. Would it be possible for you to send your amendment in your writing to the parliamentarian? Just through normal Zoom chat.
If you could email that, it would be great.
Oh, there you go. Or through email then. Does that work, Councillor?
Yes, but I may need like a minute or two to pull up my email first.
No worries. We'll take your time. In the meantime, we'll continue with the debate period. Vice President Finance.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all, actually, to have the budget on the ballot. I just want to warn that I don't know if that'll be possible to do. The reason why is because these questions had to be submitted to the Office of the DIPSL, Fabrice Labou, for October 15th, which I did for all these questions in case that they pass, because we can always, you know, not put them on the ballot if they do not. But within that, it is unclear at this time if all information related on the ballot, including like hyperlinks to budgets, for example, would have to be included. So while I am in support of the amendment, I cannot guarantee it will be enforceable. But I think it's a good idea to have the budget available to students on the ballot. And if not, there are, of course, other ways for us to distribute the budget to the students.
Thank you. I also just want to remind that our normal speaking time of 1 minute is taking place right now. Councillor Wong.
Thank you. I have sent the amendment to the parliamentarian.
Thank you very much. It will be added to the motion in yellow so that it may be decided whether it is friendly or not, and if it's not, be voted upon. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands at this time.
Sorry, but where would you want this motion to be added? Where would you want the amendment to be added?
Councillor Wong.
As it is a be it further resolved clause, I'd like it to be added either at the very end, so after the last be it resolved, further resolved clause. I was a bit lazy and I put BRT, but feel free to type out be it further resolved. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No worries, we do what we have to do for to be expedient. All right. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, give us 1 minute. We'll have the amendment typed down, and then we can discuss with Councillor Claret if this is going to be a friendly amendment or not. And if it's not, we can entertain voting on it. Perfect. All right. Now, Councillor Claret, is this a friendly amendment or do you wish to vote upon it?
I do not see any issue with it.
Perfect. As such, the amendment will be considered friendly and added to the motion. We can now continue debate period. If anybody wishes to speak, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be entering a voting on this motion. As with the previous motion, you can find the link to this on your voting sheet. And I can resend it in a second in the chat. It should be voting form 2. Yes, Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, can you just remind us where to find the voting forms?
Yeah, so you know the drive? Yeah, that we have with all of the agendas and all that. It should be right on today's meeting. So 2021-2022 meetings, and then four, because it's our fourth meeting, and then the date. And you should find a document there called Councillor Voting Directions. Councillor Wan?
Got it. Thank you.
My apologies. I believe the form is not open yet.
It is not. One moment, please. It should be open at this time. So if you have any issues locating the form, please let us know now.
Could you please put the form in the chat again? I'm sorry, it won't let me click on it on my device.
No worries. There you go.
Thank you.
So to answer your questions that were sent to me, if you cannot find the drive, send me an email and we can try to figure out if it's just a miscommunication, if you have not been added to it. And if you have not, we'll have to deal with adding you to it. And regarding which motion it is, it's a voting form number 2. It is the motion regarding SMU referral services fee referendum question. Right, we'll be entertaining 15 more seconds of voting. With this, we'll be closing the voting form at this time. With 21 votes in favor and 1 abstention, this motion passes. We'll now be moving on to the next point of the agenda, the motion regarding safety services fees increase referendum question. So motion 12B. Councillor Claret, do you wish to present?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Once again, thank you for listening. So I'm going to talk about MCERT, so the McGill Student Emergency Response Team, that is thinking an increase in their service fee by 35 cents per student per semester. So as you may know, MCERT is part of the SMU safety network fee, and right now it's a fee of $3.97. And out of this number, out of this amount, $1.5 goes to MCERT. But right now they noticed an higher demand, an increase in demand for their courses and services, and to provide the same quality of services and courses, they need a higher budget. So this motion would be once again to include the questions in the referendum, in the full referendum. In this case, this would be to increase the safety network fee from $3.97 to $4.32. So to by increasing this fee, this would all, allow MCERT to continue to provide standard and emergency first aid courses for free. And I really want to emphasize this, for free, for all SWIM members. In the meantime, this would also allow MCERT to hire more instructors and to offer more courses to meet, as I said, the increased demand. Last thing I want to say is that first aid courses in English are really, really tough to find in Montreal. And most of the time you have to go, you know, to drive a lot of time to find them, and they're really, very, very expensive. So they will help the Mega community, but also the Montreal community. And they also help us to create a safer campus for all of us. So once again, thank you. And if you have any questions, I'd love to answer.
Thank you very much, Councillor. We'll now be entertaining questions concerning this motion. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing no questions, we'll now be entering the debate period. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Councillor Wan.
Thank you. I'd like to suggest move for an amendment, the same amendment last time. So be it further resolved that a budget must be included as an appendix to the ballot in the event of both a yes and no result.
Thank you. That is in order. Councillor Claret, would that be a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
That's perfect. So we don't need to vote on it. This can simply be added to the motion. Seeing this, all those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll now be entering voting on this motion. This should be voting form number 3, motion regarding safety service fee increase referendum question. When he has commenced, I'll be sending the link in the chat. It is a bit slower than usual with the voting forms. I'm sorry about that. Usually, I'm sure you've noticed the governance manager would deal with the voting forms, but now I'm doing this as well as chairing. Thirty more seconds. If you have any problems, just speak up. Voting has ended. We are missing one vote. If the councillor can get it in right now, it is extremely important that you vote. Thank you. All right. All the votes are in. With 23 votes in favor, this motion passes. Unanimously. We'll now be moving on to the next point of the agenda. Motion 12C, the motion regarding the must-bus fee levy. Councillor Javed, you have the floor to present the motion.
Thank you, Speaker. So I won't go through the whole motion. I'll just explain like the history and then what this motion is about. So Must Bus is moving this motion for a fee levy. Must Bus is an anti-oppressive cooperative that basically is ensuring ultra-affordable bus lines connecting the McGill campus to Toronto, Ottawa, New York, and Boston, and more. And this will cut the travel related carbon footprints of the student body. And it will also promote equity and building community solidarity. So Must Bus was already approved by 85% of SMU voters during the 2020 fall SMU referendum. But the question didn't have a fee levy back then. So this is just bringing a fee levy to the referendum happening this year. There is a representative from Must Bus here right now, Dimitri. So you could ask either me or them any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Vice President Finance.
Yeah, I had a question on the measures given, like, I guess the current like pandemic and all that. What specific measures are being put in place for the ability of Must Bus to to serve students during the COVID pandemic, specifically, I guess.
Thank you for the question. All those wishing to answer, please raise your hand now. Dimitri Yang.
So we're following like all government initiatives, especially when it comes to crossing the border, because it's very important. So like, for example, running a trip right now, and they have just ordered the open the borders to Canadians. So all of our riders have to be double vaxxed. And on the way back, they have to have a negative PCR test. So we make that very transparent to our riders to make sure that there's no troubles at the border.
Thank you very much for your answer. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll now be entering debate period. Councillor Wan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to suggest the same amendment that I previously suggested twice for this motion.
I could sense it. All right, we'll be adding the amendment in yellow. Councillor Javed, would this amendment be friendly or unfriendly?
I don't have an issue with it. I just would like to confirm with Dimitri if this amendment.
I'll allow it if Dimitri wishes to confirm.
Wait, sorry, what's happening?
So an amendment was proposed to include a budget in the appendix of the ballot in the event of both a yes or no result. So you can see the amendment right now on the shared screen.
It's in yellow. Yeah, 100%, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect. So can I get confirmation, Councillor Javed?
Yes, it's a friendly amendment.
Perfect. All right. So with this resolve, if anybody else wishes to speak, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll now be entering voting on this motion. It's not open yet. Give me one moment. The form should be open at this time. I'll be sending it in the chat once more. I'd also like to commend Vice President de Louvrier's dog for appearing on camera. Very adorable.
He just wanted to say in debate. But now I got two financials, so he left.
Ah, there you go.
Sorry, VP Finance.
before we end voting, I just want to note for the record that we are being joined by Councillor Beaulieu Scheer, who is the councillor for the Ottawa campus. It is 8:03. All right, we'll be closing the voting form at this time. With 17 votes in favor, 3 oppositions, and 2 abstentions, this motion passes. We'll now be moving on to the motion regarding CCUT's existence. Referendum question. Councillor Kusa, you have the floor.
Yeah, so hi everyone. So I'm gonna read a statement on behalf of Jaylene Boris, who couldn't be with us tonight. So CCUP is an independent student group which is obligated to run an existence referendum every 5 years per their MOA with McGill. So the referendum allows new members to have a direct say on whether CCUT is able to continue as an independent student group. So currently CCUT collects an optable fee that allows the stations to produce 24/7 programming, provide training for students, purchase studio equipment and software, and keep its facilities and broadcast running. So I'm gonna yield the rest of my time to the VP external, just because I know that he works on CCUT. Sasha?
Thank you. Like Councillor Kusa mentioned, and thank you for this introduction, I have the privilege of sitting on the CCUT board of directors, and I just wanted to take a minute here to reaffirm the positive work that CKUT does. Not only being a campus radio, CKUT acts as a community radio, offering opportunity for people interested in community events to have more local news, but also offering people who are part of the community a platform to speak, gain confidence, and share their ideas with their peers. Unfortunately, CCUT had a little bit of a little bit less traction because of the pandemic. Before the pandemic, CKUT had the privilege of hosting tours of the radio station, even putting people on the air, and really just raising awareness about the positive work that they do within the community. So the reason I really wanted to take the time to motivate this motion is because I know that they haven't had the opportunity to do so in the last year. But I also know the kind of important and pertinent work that the independent student group does within our student body and beyond.
Thank you very much. Before we entertain questions and debate, I would like to just remind everybody currently on council that if you have to leave for a second or anything like that, to please, please send me a message. That way it can be noted down for minutes and note it down for the sheet, as I do not get a notification with your name once you leave. I just hear the bidding of people leaving. And as such, I don't know who's leaving and entering. We'll now be entertaining questions towards this motion. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Councillor Saad.
Thank you. And thank you for those who presented the motion. My question is a little specific. It's more towards the fact that the fee is opt-outable. I was just wondering, how clear is that process to students? You know, when they're paying their fee, like their fees, can they see a very clear option that there are certain, you know, fees that I can opt out of? Because just as a student myself, I haven't really seen that.
Please wait for me to point. Like it's very procedural, I know, but it's just how the thing goes, because he is asking the question to the speaker and you're answering to the speaker. Our debates are not directed to each other. Councillor Kusa, you have the floor.
So sorry about that. I forgot. As a student, I can answer as like a representative, but as a student, I I mean, it's very, I mean, for me, it's been very clear when like a fee is optimal and when it's not. It's like very clearly stated on the form. So I'm not too worried about that. But if anyone else can answer, Eric, yeah.
Thank you very much. No worries. I'm sure you'll all get the hang of parliamentary procedure at some point or another. All those wishing to answer the question, please raise your hands. Vice President Finance, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I guess there's two questions to answer here. Number one, the opt-outable fee. The fact that it's opt-outable will be written in the referendum question. That is a requirement from the DIPSL's office and something we do every year. And number two, the process to opt out of fees. It is opt-outable on Minerva. And you can select which fees you choose to opt out from if the representative or if Councillor Assad is particularly interested in reforming the system. I'm sure we could sit down and have a talk on how to make it more clear or how to advertise it to the student body. But it is all available on Minerva. I will, you know, I guess I could work on setting it up for the winter to make it more clear. And then in a more general sense, I guess there has been efforts to reform the way fees are done to make it more clear on how you're spending money, where the money is being spent, and making it easier to, or I guess making it clear for people how to opt out. And that effort's still being established with consultations with services and things like that as part of the greater fee consolidation effort.
Thank you very much. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll now be entertaining debate on the motion. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Councillor Wan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to propose the member that I proposed thrice tonight.
That is in order. Councillor Kusa, would that be a friendly amendment?
Yes.
All right. Seeing so, we'll just be putting it in. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll now be entering a voting on this motion. The motion to regarding CCUT's existence referendum question. It's voting form number 5. You can find it on your voting sheet. Thirty more seconds. Our voting period has come to an end. With 21 votes in favor, this motion passes unanimously. Now, I'm sure you've all noticed that the votes are fluctuating between 21 and 23. I need to insist once again, vote. If you don't vote, I make a report for every LC. You might have noticed writing down who your different votes, which is publicized. But more importantly, this report will be used by accountability the moment that we're able to meet to once again sanction those who are in the meeting and are not voting, because that's the equivalent of simply not being in the meeting. There is a abstain option. If you don't feel like having an opinion on a topic, you can abstain, but you need to express your opinion as a representative. All right. We're moving on to the motion regarding QPIRG existence referendum question. Councillor Kusa, you have the floor.
Yes. Hi again. So I'm going to read another statement by Jalen in regards to the QPIRG. So it's an independent student group mandated by the MOA of McGill to run. So basically like the other fee, they use their status as an independent student group to collect an upcountable $5 fee applied in the fall and winter semesters. And the fee is used to provide a variety of students with services and to conduct research. So it's really crucial because without it, a lot of students wouldn't get funding for their research. That's pretty much it. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them.
Thank you very much. We'll now be entertaining questions on the motion.
Apologies. I'm going to yield again to the VP external, if I may.
That's all right. I'll allow it. Sure. VP external, you have the floor.
Thank you. And thank you, Councillor Kusa, once again, for yielding to me. The reason I would like to speak about QPIRG a little bit more is because, as VP external, I do have the chance to work with them. QPIRG is the Quebec Public Interest Research Group. And and QPIRG McGill does a lot of great work for McGill students looking to do more within their community. They're all student run, funded, initiated. Everything comes from students. And what they do is they work towards social and environmental justice. The way that they do that is just that they do a lot of social engaged research, and much more importantly, and that's the part I can speak a little bit more about, is that they do popular education events. This is why there is a popular education events coordinator who works hand in hand with QPIRG to ensure that we are able to publicize the positive work that is done by QPIRG. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now be entertaining questions on this motion. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll be entertaining debate about the question. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Councillor Wan.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to propose an amendment to the motion, the amendment that I previously proposed. Thank you.
That is in order. Councillor Kusa, is that friendly?
Yes.
Perfect. The amendment has been added to the motion. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll be entering voting on this motion. The voting form has been open, and I will send in the chat. Councillor Wan, your dedication to budget transparency, I hope it is noted in the minutes and in any article that is written about this. So I've received all the votes, and as such, I will be closing the form. With 22 votes in favor, this motion passes unanimously. We'll now be moving on to the motion regarding referendum question on an increase to the McGill Student Nightline service fee. Councillor Claret, you have the floor.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to talk about Nightline. So McGill students, Nightline service are part of the referral service fee. And as you may know, I said today before, the fees right now at $3.97. And out of those 3.97 cents, 60 cents right now go to Lightlight service. So right now, currently, they're not, the exact team is not compensated for all of their works. That hundreds of unpaid hours. And this is key that they get a fair compensation and that they get paid for their work. So in order to maintain the standards of service, high quality standards, they need this increase so that they can continue to do a great job and to provide services to literally anyone that needs some help. So this increases for to increase the service fee from 60 cents to $1.15, so by 50 cents. And yeah, if you have any questions, once again, I'd love to answer.
Thank you very much. All those wishing to ask questions about this motion, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll be entering debate period. Councillor Wan.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to propose the amendment.
That is in order. Councillor Claret.
Yeah,
I see a thumbs up. Awesome. And so the friendly amendment about the budget has been added. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll be entering voting on motion 12F. The form has been opened and the link is in the chat. I think the ball has gotten rolling. We're getting votes very fast now. I'll give 10 seconds if anybody has not voted. All right, with this, I'll be closing the form. With 22 votes in favor and one abstention, this motion passes. Now, seeing as we got 23 votes, if ever I close the form and you haven't had the chance to vote and I didn't give a countdown, just make a point, tell me, hey, speaker, I haven't had the chance to vote, I want to vote. That way you have the chance to vote. It's extremely important. Me closing the form can sometimes be arbitrary, so feel free to speak up and the form will be left open for you to vote. All right, we'll now be moving on to motion 12G, the motion regarding condemnation of Bill 2. Councillor Kusa, do you wish to present this motion?
Yes.
You have the floor.
So, thank you. So, hi everyone, it's me again. I hope you're doing well. So, this is a motion to condemn Bill 2. It would call on the Quebec government to remove the provisions of Bill 2 that infringe on the autonomy of trans, intersex and non-binary people in Quebec. It also calls on the McGill administration to take a stance against the transphobic bill. Finally, it mandates SNU to write a statement against the bill and advocate against it in front of the administration. If this motion passes, it would show the trans and intersex and non-binary community on campus SNU's determination in supporting them. As such, I urge all of you to vote yes on this motion and condemn the transphobic bill proposed by the Quebec government. And so finally, I want to thank the VPUA Downey on her instrumental help drafting this motion. Also Queer McGill coordinators such as Sarah Haddad and Brooklyn Frizzle, the SMU Gender and Sexuality Commissioner Gray Cooper, and VP External Educaire. And also thank you, Alex, Mikhail, Jazz, and the rest of the steering committee for approving this motion so fast. It's very appreciated. So yeah, I'm open for questions.
Thank you, Councillor. We'll now be entertaining questions to this motion. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. Seeing no questions, we will now be moving on to debate. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Vice President Downey.
I just wanted to thank Councillor Kusa for all her dedication here and just getting everyone together so quickly to work on this. Your work is very much appreciated, and I urge everyone to vote in favor of this motion so that SMU can get the ball rolling as quickly as possible on work against Bill 2. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll now be commencing voting on this motion. It is voting form number 8, motion regarding condemnation of Bill 2. The form has been opened and the link has been put in the chat. Seconds. With this, voting has ended. With 21 votes in favor and 1 abstention, this motion passes. With this, we are done with agenda point number 12. Now, before we commence with the reports, I want to propose that we take a 10-minute recess, relax our eyes, and take a break, be able to care for ourselves a little bit, as we have been going for quite a while. If there is any opposition, please make it known now. Seeing none, we'll be taking a 10-minute recess. I'll see you all at 8:36.